Okay, let's get into today's daf, Yevamos daf Chaf Dalet, Yerushalmi, and we are on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis in Perek HaCholetz. We're discussing the Mishnah that spoke about the previous Mishnah about the state of Zika compared to Erusin. That's what we had regarding the sale, whether her ability to sell. And yesterday we had the important Mishnah of Kenasari Kishto Lachal Dava, right? Once marriage takes place, so then they're fully married. The Karban Eid, if you remember, mentioned the two Nafkaminas, that if he chose to divorce her, then he would be able to remarry her, right? It wouldn't go back to the Isra of Eishas Ach. They're fully married, right? It's the wife. That was one Nafkamina. And number two, if he wants to divorce her, he gives her a get. And, not Chalitza, because there's no more Zika. Now it's turned into the marriage. So, Kishto Lachal Dava, but he uses his brother's Ksuba. Uses his brother's ksuba, and it is even higher standard, all the property of his brother, he's not allowed to, and the yarshim are not allowed to sell, they're all meshubid to the ksuba, and the only way that he could undo that is if he either pays the ksuba right now, while they're married, right, gives her a shovar, or divorces her and remarries her and writes her a new ksuba. That's the two, options that are had. The language of the Gemara and the Rambam, I'll read it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam, Beginning of Hilchas Yibum, quotes the Lashon of the Gemara in this context, by the Ksuba context, where the Rambam says, the first halacha, Hilchas Yibum Chalitza, Mitzvahs Aseh Min HaTorah, Sheyibim Adam Eishes Achiv Me'aviv. There's a mitzvah d'araisa for a person to do Yibum. Again, Yibum doesn't have a real translation. Levirate marriage. Okay, but Yibum. Yibum is Yibum. So a person should do Yibum for his paternal brother. Bain min ha-nisu and bain min ha-erisin. Remember, we had that discussion earlier in the Masechet about the Kusim, only Erisin. But either way, im meis below zera, shenemar uven ein lo, yivama yavo aleha. That's the Rambam. Min ha-Torah eino tzarech lekadesh yivimto. Midaraisa, there's no kiddushin that's required. Meaning maimar, there's no kiddushin. Shezu ishto hi, shehiknu lo min ha-shamayim. The Rambam's Lashon, again, based on Chazal. He doesn't have to do Kiddusha, because it's already in a state that is semi-Kiddushan-like. It's already in that state. That's even what the Gemara says yesterday, comparing Erusin and Zika. The fact that there's even a comparison. Again, we say it's not exactly the same. And we had that beautiful Lashon yesterday in Beis Shammai. Kibal o eino kibal. Right? Which is it? Beis Shammai says it's somewhere in the middle. Hein yavim d'hacha tzricha. Right? It's im kibal. So it's somewhere in the middle. And Beis Hillel says no, kibal. Right? But there's no Yerusha Sakol because he's not better than the previous, the brother. But, where does this come from? It comes from Shamayim. That's the Rambam's Lashon based on Chazal. Shezu ishto hi shehiknu lo min haShamayim. And therefore you don't need to do stage one of marriage. Stage one of marriage is kind of done for you. Right? So it's only stage two. Nisuin Eliyavo Aleg Viksubasa al Nikse Baila Shemes. Nikse Baila Shemes. The Rambam says, Lo Ratzal Yabim, Osha Lo Ratzas He, if they don't want, Hariza Cholet Slavi Acharkati and Mutarasli Nasi Lacher. Umitzes the Temen Atorah Lachlots, Im Lo Ratzal Yabim, Shedemar, Vacholson Alo, Umitzes Yivim Kodemes, Lemitzvis Chalitza. So that's the, Rambam's Lashon of Hiknu Lo Mina Shemayim. Okay, so now let's get back to what we are talking about. So we said if somebody wants to have regular ksuba rules, that he could, again, either pay her the ksuba or divorce her and then remarry her. So the Gemara now says, Rev Zeira b'shem Rav Hamnuna, I think we said this already in the middle of Chaf Gimel Abayis, Katsa v'girsha v'chzira, im chlish la ksuba, so ksuba sa nachasav. If he writes her a new ksuba when he remarries her, so then it's the regular ksuba on his properties. If he remarries her, but he doesn't write her a new ksuba, then it goes by the rules of the previous ksuba. Rabbi Yossi, this I think is what we're up to. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Bishim Rav Chizda, Masdisa Amar Kain, the Mishnah Ksubis also reflects this. Why? Because the Mishnah says there, in the context where a man marries a woman and divorces her and remarries her again, so the Mishnah says he only has to pay her one ksuba. Doesn't have to pay her two ksubas because he married her twice. One ksuba. Shahamagarish esha isha vehechzira. Amanas ksuba sarishona hechzira. It's amanas the ksuba, the first ksuba. And similarly here, that if he would remarry her again, if he's using the same old ksuba, it's just that first ksuba. If he writes her a new ksuba, it's just that new ksuba. Says the Gemara, sof davar acha yachnis viyagarish viyachzir. Does the Yavam need to do this? Right? Let him just write a ksuba. Bishah, write a new ksuba, bishah yibum. He has to, right? What does the Mishnah say? Ubilva that Ksubazakalishon. Let him write a new ksuba, even the first time he gets married. You have to do one of these other two options. So Gemara says, you don't have to. But it's telling you an added chiddush. Deruba asal meimer lecha. Remember, we've had that lashon before. That means there's an extra chiddush here. Deruba, even more. Deruba asal meimer lecha. There's a chiddush here. Afilu, even if, right, if he gets, does yibam and he just writes her a new ksuba, fine. But afilu, kansa v'girsha v'echzira, if he would marry her, and divorce her, and marry her, then if he still has that old ksuba, that still goes by that one. M'chiddush la ksuba, ksuba sal nechasa, v'im lav, ksuba sal nechse b'ayla harishon. That other ksuba could still be intact if he still uses that, because again, his marriage is based on the previous, is based on his brothers, and therefore he could use that ksuba as well. Again, many of the questions we've discussed, you know, how is a zika compared to a marriage? That's one of the major questions in the Masechta Alumnus wise. Number two, how much is the Yavam's marriage new? How much is it based on his brothers? Right, Kanasari Kiishto Lachodavar. Right, he's like the first half of the Mishnah. It's a new marriage, which means it's not based on my brothers. So if it's based on my brothers, it'd be Eishasach. And if I divorce this woman, then there'll still be something. So there's no mazika. It's a new marriage, but I can use the brothers' ksuba. So it's somewhere in the middle. But that's also one of the major questions: how much he's a standard for the brother Yochim Al Shem Achiv Ameis, and how much is it something new? Rebza Ora B'Shem Rav Hamnuna Amar towards the bottom. Arusa Shemesa and Arusa would go with one pshat of this Gemara, of Chaim Kanievsky's pshat. Regular case of Arusa. And there is a machlokas in ksubas whether in Arusa gets a ksuba. Right? We know nowadays we do it all together, Erisin and Nisuin, but the days of old where they did it months in between. So is the ksuba written b'shas Erisin or not? Machlokas in the Sekas ksubas. But if one chooses to write a ksuba, then for sure it works. If for sure, there is a hischaivus, right? Look in the Pnei Moshe here. He says, Baya dolo ifshita hi im arusa yesh la ksuba klal. It's an unanswered question in ksubas. V'efshar dahacha b'tekas of la mairi. Here, with the case where he wrote it. So if he wrote it, he wrote it. Then a person can be meshabed himself to anything. So arusa shemesa, if he wrote a ksuba to the arusa, but then she died. And then she died. So he never has to pay. So is there any reason to say that her Yarshim are going to have to get paid the ksuba, right? If he dies or divorces her, he has to pay the ksuba. What if she dies? So ein la ksuba, he does not have to pay the ksuba to her krovim. Shlo hutra lihinasi lashuk. What does that mean? Shlo hutra lihinasi lashuk, because the ksuba says, and you collect this ksuba and you can marry whoever you want. But here she's not getting to marry whoever she wants, right? She died, right? So therefore, there is the collection ability only goes with that, right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, the Bishtar Ksuba Kosev, Lekishitina Sila Acher, Titli Mashakasav Lechi. Right? When you marry someone else, you can take, when you have the ability to marry someone else, you can take what is written to you. Lonis Chayev La Elokisha Muteres Lashuk. Right? He's only Chayev when Muteres Lashuk. Aval, Bimisa Lo is Chayev Kha. What if she dies? That's an Arusa. Hopefully we'll talk about Ksuba. Shalo Tamar, says the Gemara, don't say, if she dies, it's ki'ilu, it would have the same halacha as if he divorced her. And she would get a ksuba. That's why we have to say, tzorach meimer ein laksuba. That's why Rev Ze'or, Shem Rev Hamnuna, had to say that she does not get a ksuba. There is a machlokas, as we know in ksubis, in the Bavli on Daf Yud, whether ksuba daraisa or ksuba darabana. Right? Machlokas tanoim. Whether ksuba is daraisa or darabana ksubis. Interestingly, the Rambam's paskins ksuba derabanan for certain details, and there are nafkaminas, ksuba daraisa, ksuba derabanan. But there is some evidence, and there are echoes that the Rambam also says that ksuba has some idea on a daraisa level. It might not be the details of ksuba in terms of the money, which money, and there are other nafkaminas in terms of ksuba daraisa derabanan. But the idea of ksuba and the message of ksuba might be something on a daraisa level. What do you see? That is pretty clear in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds there's something about ksuba which is daraisa. But again, the Gemara here in ksuba, Daf Yud, that's what the Gemara talks about. Chachamim tiknu lahem lebenos Yisrael. Chachamim chazal enacted for Bas Yisrael lebsula masayim lamanamana vehemem mintu b'chulani pesach pasuch basasi. But that's the language of the Gemara. Ksuba, right? Tiknu. Rishu begam liyalomer ksubas isha minat Torah. It's be daraisa. What are you talking about? Daraisa. Inim de Vitor, he says, another day of Samchu Chacham Lutsubatishim in the Torah, but Machlokus Daraisa de Rabbanan. Right? And many of our Ksubas, it says, the Chazi Lechim Daraisa. In many of the Ksubas that are used today. But what about if you hold Ksuba de Rabbanan? How can you say the Chazi Lechim Daraisa? So that's a question already in the Rishonim, you know, about that Lashon. Says Tosfos, Mashma the Ksuba de Rabbanan, Vchim Ba'isha Rabba, Gabi Ein Lok Ksuba, Ka'amar, my time at the Kinel Rabbanan Ksuba, why did the Rabbanan enact the Ksuba, that a man cannot be married to a woman unless he has the Ksuba, which details his chayvas that he has in case of death or divorce. Lo tekal beit avotzia, right? Because without the Ksuba, he can just divorce her. If he knows that very easily, if he knows he has to pay the Ksuba, he'll think twice, and he'll work on the relationship. Alma, stama dashas ksava, tu with the Rabbanan. Vikasha, asked Tosis, did nagu lichto b'ksuba kesev zuze masan dechazi lechem idaraisa. So already in the times of Tosfos, 800 years ago, they wrote this lashon. Right, so Gamliel, that it's money that's recognized me to araisa, even though ksuba might be drabana. And Tosfos discusses what we hold. That's ksuba daraisa, ksuba drabana. If you look in the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam quotes here. Hanosi psul shel matamnas nesgar shevachulu min eresu and nisuin quotes the idea of ksuba and then says umipnei matignu chachamim leelu ksuba meya v'yavishem psulos ha'ovachul. It continues. It sounds like the Rambam holds the ksuba is a rabbanon. But if you look in the Koteret where the Rambam defines the mitzvah d'araisa of getting married, the Rambam says Lisa Isha, the Rambam if you remember holds that getting married is a mitzvah, separate the Puravu. Lisa Isha, Viksuba, Vikidushin. That's how he captures the message of Ksuba. What do you mean Ksuba Surabanan? What are you putting this in for? Lisa Isha, Viksuba, Vikidushin. And there's other evidence as well, that the Rambam puts Ksuba into the Da'oraisa definitions, where he talks about Pilegesh in Hilchas Malachim. There are others, but it's an important discussion that Ksuba, the details might be Durabanan, but the idea might be Daraisa. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Mitzvah Bagadol Yabim. It's a mitzvah for the oldest brother to do Yibam. Lo Ratza, and if he doesn't want to, what does it mean he doesn't want to? He doesn't want to, the Bavli says, he doesn't want to do Yibam, but he wants to do Chalitza. And again, in the days of old, that was a Bidyeved, right? The Mishnah says in Bechoros, Mitzvahs Yibam Kodemes Lo Mitzvahs Chalitza, right? What's he doing in Bechoros? Mitzvahs Pidia Kodem Le Mitzvahs Arifa, right? That's what if you have a choice of doing Pidyon Petr Chamar and Arifas Petr Chamar, breaking the neck or giving it to the sheep to the Kohen. So it's better to do Pidyon. So that's what there it has, all the double-edged mitzvahs. So there it also has Mitzvahs Yibam. So Loratza, Ma'achar Ap'alachar, then you go to the other brothers. It's better to have a younger brother do Yibam than to have an older brother do Chalitza. Lo ratzu, if nobody wants to do Yibam, lo ratzu, then you go back to the beginning, close your Yisrael HaGadol, you go to the oldest brother back. Omrim lo, alecha mitzvah, o chalotz, o yabem. Your choice, do chalitza or Yibam. So that's mitzvah by Gadol Yabem. If you look in the Ritva, interestingly, Bavli Chavdalid, Yerushalmi Chavdalid, right? Same daf works out in the this edition. So the Ritva here says, find the Ritva. The Ritva says, Omer Haya Mori Harav, Mori Harav, Shezeu Kishegadol Hagunla. If it's an appropriate marriage, right? The Bishai say later on that Bezdin kind of tries to figure out, is this marriage going to work, right? Give Eitza. So if the oldest brother is a good match. The Ritva says, if one of the other brothers is a better match, what if there's a 38-year age gap between the oldest brother and there's a 2-year age gap between the younger brother? Okay, that's better. If the oldest brother wants to do Chalitza, so, and then if you hold Chalitza is better or equal, okay. V'chol sheyesh legadol isha acheres bizman hazeh eina mitzvah bo. What if the oldest one is already married nowadays, where we don't have more than one wife? So then that's already not matim. If you have another brother that's not married, eina mitzvah bo. Diketata umeriva ika babayas ukiyavam sheino hagin dami legabe idach. That's an important comment to the Ritva in our Chayrim Derabinu Gershim world, that the Eino only find if it's Hagun, and if it's if he's already married, and the other ones don't have a wife already, so then that would be called not Hagun. Good. We continue. Tala b'katan ashi yagdil. What happens if the you know what? The oldest brother doesn't want to do Yibam, but there's a 5-year-old that might want to do Yibam in 8 years. Right? There's another brother that's coming from a faraway trip, and maybe he'll want to do Yibam. Or someone who's mentally, maybe he's going to get better. Uncheresh. Or Ancho, the Ein Shomelo, you don't do that. Elo Omrim Lo, Alecha Mitzvah, Ochaleitzo Yabem. You don't wait, right? You don't wait for a certain future situation to come back. Right now, you make the decision. Hacholitz Liyavimto, how are you? Ke'echa Minachim Lenachla. We said, if a Yavam does Yibam, so then he Yarshins that brother, the dead brother. He gets all of his Yerusha. If he does Chalitza, don't think that he has any special connection. If he does chalitza, then all the brothers yarshin. If there's a grandfather, if there's a father of the dead man, so then we know from Baba Basra, the father, if there are no children, the father's the next in line. The father yarshins. If somebody does yibum, as I just said, then he gets his brother's Yerusha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what if a person does, if a yavam does yibum, but there's a father? Right? His father is still alive. So do you say that Yibum overtakes even the father? Because again, usually Yerusha is either the sons, and those sons, the daughters, and not the daughters, the father. That's the next one in line. So what if there's Yibum and the father? So the Tanakhama says the brother gets it. The brother goes into the shoes of his brother and he takes it. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beka Chuvenkach, and Yesha Mavan Achazim Mishalav. Or the father gets. The father beats the Yavam. Even if he does Yibam. What's the Havamina? Again, if a Yavam is Biabem, he gets the Yerusha. If he does Chalitza, they all split it. Why would I have thought otherwise? Because I would have maybe compared. He did Chalitza, let's compare it to Yibam. Shalot Tomar, Chalitza Ptur, Rubia Ptur. Right, both of them create an exemption for the other brothers, and for her, she gets to marry other people. So you might have said, just like by Yibum, he gets his brother's property. Right? Maybe he would, you know, get his brother's property. Lufum Cain, that's why. That's why we have to say this. No, he's like one of the other brothers. Again, it's fascinating. We said yesterday that the Bavli has an opposite point. Here, the Bavli has an opposite Havamina. You might say, what was Havamina here? You might compare Chalitza to Yibam, and just like Yibam gets everything, so the Chalitza gets everything. The Bavli has a Havamina, you might say, Chalitza, that's a total rejection. She gets nothing. He is not even like one of the other brothers. Kamash Balani, he's like one of the other brothers. So again, it's a machlokas about the Havamina, what would you have said? Period. Rav Yehuda Amar B'Shem Shmuel, Ha'osa Mamar B'Yavimto, Lozacha B'Nechsei Achiv. Shmuel says, if he does Maimar, he doesn't get all the Yerusha. The Af Beishamai Modaba. Ooh. Even Beishamai, who we said before, Beishamai holds Maimer's Kona, Kinyan Gamor, not totally Gamor. Not totally Gamor for this regard, relating to, right, the Karban Aida. Afagav, even though we learned earlier in the third parak, Beishamai Omrim Ishto Imo. Remember, he does Yibum, he does Maimar, and then the other sister falls, now he's Achos, Ishto. No, Beishamai says he can stay married. Lo Mishum Desavri Maimer Kona Lagamre. It's not because total wife, it's very strong, and it beats any achos. Ela kona umishayer leaves over a little bit, and therefore he doesn't get the property. So ape shame modaba, the af Reb Shimon modaba, and also Reb Shimon. What did Reb Shimon say? Daimer is all or nothing. We had Reb Shimon before, so also Reb Shimon is not going to get the property because it's all or nothing. So if it's nothing, he's not going to get any property. Velo, so Reb Shimon would agree that the Yavam that does Maimer does not get all the property, but the Lok Reb Elazar ben Arach, we had Reb Elazar ben Arach earlier, all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, Reb Elazar ben Arach holds, Reb Elazar ben Arach, Omer, Hamar Bekona Kinyan Gam, Rabbi Yavama, he says total. Reb Elazar ben Arach, that sheet of the Tanam says Maimer is Kona totally, even for Yerusha. Good. Hayushteya Yavamos, if there are two women, two wives, Asa Maimer Bazu, Ubal Bazu, he wasn't supposed to do this, but the Yavam does Maimer to one wife of his dead brother, and then he does Bia to the second one. Remember, Reb Shimon said, Maimer is all or nothing. So you might say he wasn't supposed to do this, but either way, he should get his brother's nechasim. Because he did Yibum to one of them. Either Maimer is totally everything, so he married the first one, or Yibum, or Maimer is nothing, and he did Yibum to the, so either way. So, man of shach, you should say, imbe Maimer yiske, imbe biya yiske, according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, you should say, either way, he's gonna get the property. Because he did Yibum either to first one or the second one. Reb Yosef says, no, sorry. He's not, you don't say to be man of shach here. Why? What are we going to make him do in this case? We're going to make him divorce both these women. Right? Because if Maimer was Kona totally, we don't know if Maimer was Kona totally. So if Maimer was Kona totally, he's married to the first one, but maybe Maimer is not Kona totally. So he's not married to the first one. So we have no idea. So that's why we're going to make him, get Chalitza to the Balas Maimer. So the, Gemara says, Reb Yosef says, he's only going to get the property if he stays married. If he's not going to be able to stay married, then he's not going to get the property. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavli b'shem Rabbi Elazar, Taima de Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go back to our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that the Yavam gets the nechasim of the dead brother. But what if there's a father? What if there's a father? So if there was a father, the Tanakhama says the Yavam still wins. So what if there's a father? He goes into the shoes of his brother. Right? Mashenger, but Yehuda says, no. If there's a father, the father gets it. Regular Dina Yerusha, kick in. Time of Yehuda, why? V'haya ha-bechor asher teled. Because remember the Pasuk says ha-bechor asher teled, which we said means the oldest brother, means the Yavam. And remember we said in Bavli, Daf Chavdalid. Bavli Chavdalid, this is the only exception to the rule of Eina Mikri Yosem Dei Pshuto. Right? The Chazal say in the Bavli, it's the only one. And the Ramban comments on that, it doesn't say Eina Mikra Ela Pshuto. It's ena mikra yotze midei pshuto. Meaning, there's always the pshat, but there is different levels, additional levels of interpretation. Not ena mikra el pshuto. No, it's not what Chazal say. Ena mikra yotze midei pshuto. There's the pshat and there's other levels, except here, this is the only one. And we discussed Livnei Iver then. Okay. So, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? V'abachar shateleid. Makish lo bachar. So we compare the yavam to a regular firstborn, to a bachar. Ma bachar eno yoresh b'chai yaviv. Just like a Bechor does not get anything while his father's alive, so to this Yavam does not get anything while his father's alive. And therefore, even though he does Yibum, he does not Yarshin his brother. The father gets. Ah, you might Bechor Yorish Lachar Misas Aviv. But what do you mean? But it sounds like from this statement, though, that let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the father gets it. And what if when the father dies, does the Yavam now get everything that used to belong to his brother? Doesn't sound that way. It sounds like now you're going to split it up amongst all the brothers. But why is that? If you want to compare it to Bechor, then Ma Bechor Yorish Lachar Misas Aviv. A Bechor at least gets it all when his father dies. So I've said Yorish Lachar Misas Aviv. So this one also should get it after the father dies. Now he should get all of his brother's property, right? Just like Bechor gets it. Then answer no. Amar B'Zora Mina. No, you compare it again. Ma, you compare it in the following way. Ma Bechor Lo Yorish B'Shah Shehu Ra'uy Lirash Od Eino Yorish. A Bechor, we know, the Gemara says about Basra, a Bechor only gets a double portion in Muchzak, not in Ra'ui. Only what the father has at the time the father died. What if the father has a lottery ticket, and he wins the lottery a week after he dies? Then all the Bechor doesn't get a double portion of that. What if the father is owed money, and the person pays back after the father dies? That's called Ra'ui. That's not Muchzak. And that's split equally. So anything that the Bechor does not get at the moment the father dies, he does not get a double portion. So here, that's what we compare. Just like the Bechor did not get the Yerusha the moment that his brother died. So Lo Yarash Bishashu Roy Lirash Od Eino Yorish. So Avzeh, so to here, Lo Yarash Bishashu Roy Lirash Od Eino Yorish. So he doesn't get anything special. He doesn't get any special property. Okay. There's a mitzvah of Yerusha also. Interesting, the Rambam has mitzvah of Yerusha as mitzvah 248. The last mitzvah that anybody does. Right. Lahorish. Mitzvah Sase 248. The Chinuch obviously has it in the order, mitzvah tough in Pinchas. Rabbi Abba, Bar Kana, Rabbi Chia, Bar Ashi, B'Shem Rav, Alag Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar, Alag Rabbi Yehuda. Again, pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that the brother does not Yarshin the dead brother if there's a father. Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Laza, B'Shem Rav Oshia, Alag Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zimnin Sagin, Yavis Kumir Rav Oshia, you say that Rav Oshia said that Alag is like Rabbi Yehuda? I was in Rav Oshia's shir for 25 years. V'lo Shamas B'nei Hadam Milsa. I never heard him say that. I never heard him say that. So Amar Lei, he says back, Rabbi Avobashir Lazar, Vales Barnash Du Shama Milei. What, a person never heard anything? If you never heard it, that means you never said it? Okay, he said it that one day that you had to go to the doctor. Right? You weren't there. Who says that just because you weren't there doesn't mean that he didn't say it? And we actually paskin like the Chachamim. The Rambam, the apostles like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Hacholes liavimto. So remember, we said chalitza, we treat midrabanan as a grusha. And therefore, if somebody does chalitza, he's also to her relatives. Just like achos grushaso. Right? Or the like. So hacholes liavimto, hu aser bikrovosev, yasur bikrovov. Right? If he does chalitza, they're each aser to each other's relatives. Hu aser biima, the aimima. If he does chalitza, he cannot marry her mother. Ve'emima, ve'emavia, bebita, bebas bita, bebas beno, bachosa, bizvanshi kayemes, or her sister. Right? Achos chalutzaso is also aser. But just like Grusha. Just like Grusha. If the woman dies, then he can marry the sister. So if the chalutza dies. So, achos bizvanshi kayemes, ha'achin mutarin. But the brothers, one brother does chalitza. All the brothers are muta to marry the relatives of the chalutza. Right, all the brothers are married. Even though originally all the older relatives were achos or krova zukukaso, right, originally before anybody did chalitza, the brothers were ushered to marry all these women's relatives, right, because of krovas zukukaso. But once chalutza is done, that doesn't stay permanently. The krovas zukukaso is not permanent. That's not like krovas grushaso, as we'll see. Again, even though they were krovas zukukaso, that is not an isser that stays forever. So, the mission continues, and also she is usser in his, the one who did chalitza, v'yasura, ba'aviv, ba'aviaviv, b'beno, b'ben b'no, b'achiv, b'ben achiv. Fine. And then we had this line earlier. Mutter adam bikrovas tsaras chalutzaso. A person is mutter in the relatives of the co-wife of his chalutza. Right? We said, what's Aser Drabanan? The relatives. A man does chalitza, he can't marry these women's wives. But these women's relatives. But the co-wives of these women's relatives, Chazal didn't go that far. Chazal didn't go that far to Aser. Only Krovas chalutza is Aser Drabanan, not the Krovos of the Tsaras of his chalutza. The Krovos of the Tsaras of his chalutza. The Aser bitsaras Krovas chalutzaso. But the Tsaras of his chalutza's relatives are aser. The relatives of his chalutza's saris are not, as we'll see in this case, but the first one is mutter, the relatives of the tzara. Only the relatives of the chalutza herself is aser d'rabanan, but the krovus of the tzara is mutter. But if you have a karov, right, if you have a relative of the chalutza, which is aser d'rabanan, the tzara of her is going to be aser. We say because chalitza was done, that's why he's also to the relatives. Halo chalatzla v'mesa. What about this case? They're waiting to do chalitza to a woman, and then the woman dies. So then we say he can marry her relatives. Halo chalatzla v'mesa mutter bi'ima. Right? Because the iser of krovas zukukaso, as we said, does not stay forever. This is like what we said. Shomeris Yavam Shemesa Mutter Biima. A woman's about to do Yimur Chalitza and she dies. The Yavam can marry her mother. Why? What do you mean? Don't we say, we asked this before earlier in the Masechta, the first time this came up, don't we say the principle of Yesh Zika? The Zika is like a marriage, and therefore even if the woman dies, it should be usher to marry her mother. No. The principle of Yesh Zika is only if it turns into something. Zika haisaloba. There was a Zika. Kivan shemesa balalo zikasa. But once she dies, it disappears. Vahacha, and so too here. This line has nothing to do with us. It's just whether this was quoted earlier. So Yerushalmi often does this. It'll quote three lines that you need, and it'll throw in a fourth line. Vahacha, kivan shemesa balalo zikasa. Says the Karban Eida, lo shayach hacha. Right, that line is not relevant here. It just has to do with what was said previously. Period. Rabbi Avun Shamala min de Basra. Rabbi Avun learned this principle from the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said, "Ubachos bezan shikayemes v'achin mutarin." Right? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, "If you do chalitza, then you're usher to her relatives. But if she dies, then it's mutter. Like achos ishto becomes mutter after death. So achos chalutzaso." And the brothers are mutter. The brothers can marry any relatives of the chalutza. So says the Gemara. One second. V'achosa eitzel achin lo kemesahi. the brothers, after chalitza is done, are mutter to marry their relatives. Right? We just said that. The brothers after chalitza is done. So we compare that to the case where if he did chalitza, and then she dies. In both cases, there was a temporary zika, there was a temporary iser, that evaporates. So that's what the Gemara says. V'achosa eitzal ha'achin, the relatives of the chalitza, for the brothers, they become mutter. Lo kamesi, it's like her case, where she died, the chalitza herself died, and then the relatives become mutter. Even for the chalitz himself. Period. Good. The Mishnah continued. Asura ba'aviv, she, once chalitza is done, she's asur to his relatives. Asura ba'aviv, uba avi aviv bibino, uba ben bino, uba achiv, uben achiv. Hada amra, sheninu shlios lacholetz. So this just shows that one of these relatives is an isur shniya, and it's still going to be asur. When we say relatives are asur, even shnios, remember those were the isurei derabanan of Arias. Hada amra da, why, where do you see this? Bibino, uben bino. Ben bino turns out to be Ben Beno is grandfather's wife, which is a shnia. So that's where you get it from. So when we say the relatives of a chalutz arasar, it's not only the daraisas, but also the shnios. Period. Keni masnisa, exactly what the Mishnah said is exactly the nusach that is correct. Mutter hu adam bikrovas saras chalutzaso va'asar bitsaras krovas chalutzaso. Right, that is the correct formulation of the Mishnah. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Had the Messiah, Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish this, Be'ez Hashem, and get to the next Mishnah next time.